7 weeks after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, search teams continue to find bodies in the rubble. 50 people are missing in Mississippi, where NPR's Howard Berkus joined searchers this week as they use remnants of the lives of the missing to try to find their remains.
Snakes and alligators roam marshes and woods outside Waveland, Mississippi, where four men are searching for missing victims of Hurricane Katrina.
We got two missing now. We found one yesterday, and we got two missing now. We got the dog out searching. She hasn't hit on anything yet. And we got people going to be in a boat this afternoon, and then we're going to be over here walking through.
Derek Partridge is with the fire department in Meridian, and he leads this body recovery team, which found the remains of a woman its first day out this week.
When we found her, it was just great, you know.
It sounds terrible to find a body,
but
when you say it's great, what is great about it?
Well, it's great knowing that if that was my mother or grandmother or whatever, then I've got that peace.
And
there's something that this team has done. We've given that family peace. And we got two more. We're gonna work hard as a team and find those two.
The woman found in these woods Monday was quickly identified, and her family was notified, though she has not been named publicly. The searchers knew important details, like the location and style of her home and the fact she had a yard full of dog kennels.
Actually, that's how we found her, because we started digging up the kennels. We found six kennels, and we just kind of went from there and tracked it to this point.
The kennels form a broken line a mile long, visible in aerial photographs. On the ground, the team relied on other remnants of the woman's life.
And what we're seeing out here, we call it a debris line. It's where all the water washed up the debris, the houses and stuff like that. What we do is find what color her house was. Did it have a green door, have a red door, did it have blue shutters? We start at that line, and we come out in the debris line, and we find the house, the green shutters or whatever, and we just work in that area until we come up with something.
The debris line is hard to decipher on the ground because of thick brush tangled with wreckage. Imagine a forest of rooftops, windows, tattered clothing, and soggy mattresses. A lot of the debris hangs from branches as much as 30 feet high, so searchers rely on another sense to find the lost lives they seek.
Mainly what we're doing is going by smell. You know, if we smell something, then we all get together and kind of dig around and see what we can come up with. That's how we found the lady yesterday.
Sometimes a search dog is available with a powerful and trained sense of smell. Sometimes the smell is right, but the find isn't. The remains of a dog led searcher Tommy Malone to a figure in the brush, a doll it turned out, the size of a toddler.
I've got a 7-year-old boy. Right back here, if you notice, his little guitar. I bought that boy of mine a guitar, so I was at the same time just thinking about him. And about the time I walked up, I saw that what I thought was a child then. It's not a good feeling to think that you walked up on the body of somebody's child. You run all kind of emotions. I mean, you still think about that loss.
There are many reminders of loss. A faded and dusty talking Elmo doll still smiling. A framed photograph hanging from a limb of a happy family in a shady yard.
Like, we found a chest yesterday with two American flags in it, Japanese money, medals, old letters, and stuff that we're going to try to notify the family. That makes our day. That makes our mission worth coming for.
And anything you want to bring besides GPS?
We're interrupted by the cackle of a radio and then a cell phone call, and suddenly the team shifts gears.
They found another body. We got to head over there. Construction company found it in some debris.
Faces turn somber as the crew heads out for a street busy with heavy machinery scooping up debris and dumping it into trucks. Behind a fence, thick brush hides human remains. A white plastic bag is unrolled and carried into the brush like a blanket. When it's lifted out, it's bulky. The bag is set gently on a gurney, then slipped into a white van. Little is said as the van drives away. The remains of about 230 Katrina victims have been recovered in Mississippi so far. 200 have yet to be identified. Howard Berkus, NPR News.